you are interested, please email bc.japan.friendship@gmail.com and visit https://center.nikkeipress.org/events/notnight or call 604-777-7000 for more information.
This is the Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy here in the Earth Church in lovely East Village, New York City, Loisaida Avenue. Come on in. Come on in. We had some chairs right over here. The Earth, you know, the Earth this week flipped the culture over. It was a comic book. The skyscrapers were somersaulting. Don't call it the apocalypse. That's an ad. That's an advertisement from the Bible. No, hit skip on your screen. Skip back to flip. Ride the riot. The Earth is reacting to us. So let's get involved with the reaction by the Earth to us. The Earth to... Oh, that's sad. That's sad. But it's some kind of evolutionary intelligence, you got to admit. The Earth is saving itself, insisting on all of its senses all at once in a superstorm of... Ooh. Consumerism trains us to believe in that God, that product God that costs a lot. The product God costs a lot, costs everything. It takes away everything. Even seeing the Earth in the distance. Now, the Earth is a living being, and the mountains and the sea, the living beings, they're inside me. Do you feel that? The mountains and the sea, the living beings are inside me. The Earth is here. Feels good. The Earth-a-luia feels good. Somebody give me an Earth-a-luia here today. Can you shout it out? In the bowling alleys, in front of your computer, in the partitions where you work in that company that you hate. Come on now, on the back of a horse. Where are you? Shout it out. Earth-a-luia.
Earth-a-luia. Earth-a-luia. Earth-a-luia. Earth-a-luia.
were silent, I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty, and to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, "Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds."
The significant temperature changes on the Earth between ice ages and out of ice ages, glacial and interglacial time periods, seems to be connected with quite small changes in the amount of sunlight that reaches the Earth due to changes in the Earth's orbital properties. And that is a suggestion that the Earth's climate system may be very delicately dependent on the sorts of factors that we're talking about here, and that's why it makes sense to study past climatic change on the Earth as an attempt to obtain some calibration. Another source of calibration is the other planets. Every planet with an atmosphere has some degree of a greenhouse effect. The most spectacular case by far is the greenhouse effect of Venus. It's the nearest planet. It's a planet about the same mass, radius, density as the Earth, but It is spectacularly different in several respects, one of which is that the surface temperature is about 470 degrees centigrade, 900 Fahrenheit, and that enormous temperature is not due to its being closer to the sun, because Venus is surrounded with bright clouds, and in fact, because it reflects so much light back to space, if that's all that was happening, it would be cooler, not warmer, than the Earth. The reason for this absurdly high temperature on the surface of Venus, which is well understood. I mean, Soviet spacecraft have landed on Venus and, in effect, stuck out a thermometer. There's no doubt that the surface temperature is very high, and later U.S. spacecraft have as well. The reason is a massive greenhouse effect in which carbon dioxide plays the major role.
Welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. The wildfires tearing across large parts of Chile are believed to be the country's deadliest on record, as firefighters struggle to contain more than 160 blazes after days of burning. The fires have claimed at least 123 lives, and hundreds of people are still missing. The fires have devastated swaths of central and northern Chile, destroying thousands of homes and buildings and turning neighborhoods to ash. Chile's catastrophic fires have been driven by the impacts of El Niño, colliding with the long-term trend of global warming, which is fueling more intense and more frequent drought and heat waves. For the last decade, Chile has been grappling with a mega drought, the longest there in at least 1,000 years, putting pressure on water supplies and drying up the landscape, priming it for fire. A total of 1.7 million hectares have burned in the country over the last decade. Melting ice roads cut off indigenous communities in Canada's far north as unseasonably warm weather broke winter heat records. Communities in Ontario and neighboring Manitoba provinces declared a state of emergency as the warm spell made the network of ice roads, which span 5,000 miles between dispersed populations, completely unpassable. The Anishinaabe Oski Nation said 30 indigenous communities in northern Ontario were cut off and in desperate need of federal help. Toronto broke a winter heat record as temperatures soared to nearly 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperatures in December and January have been about 4 degrees Celsius warmer than normal, and so far, February appears to be moving in that direction as well. A deadly Pacific storm, the second Pineapple Express weather system to sweep the West Coast in less than a week, dumped torrential rain over Southern California, triggering street flooding and mudslides throughout the region. The National Weather Service documented staggering rainfall amounts from the storm, which lashed Northern California with hurricane-force gusts of wind, along with heavy precipitation that intensified as the system moved south. Nearly a foot of rain was measured over a 24-hour period on the campus of the University of California at Los Angeles. It is one of the wettest storms to impact the greater LA area since records began in the 1870s. For the first time, global temperatures have exceeded the 1.5 degrees Celsius limit set by the Paris Agreement for one full year, raising concerns about the future impacts of climate change. The breach, driven by human activities and exacerbated by natural phenomena like El Niño, amplifies the urgent need for drastic reductions in carbon emissions. Despite the breach, scientists believe that with immediate action, the worst impacts of climate change can still be mitigated. According to newly unearthed documents, the fossil fuel industry funded some of the world's most foundational climate science, including the early research of Charles Keeling, famous for the so-called Keeling curve that has charted the upward march of the Earth's carbon dioxide levels. A coalition of oil and car manufacturing interests provided $13,814, about $158,000 in today's money, in December 1954, to fund Keeling's earliest work in measuring CO2 levels across the western United States. Dealing a blow to three of the world's biggest agrochemical companies, a U.S. court this week banned three weed killers widely used in American agriculture, finding that the EPA broke the law in allowing them to be on the market. The ruling is specific to three dicamba-based weed killers manufactured by Bayer or Monsanto, BASF, and Syngenta, which have been blamed for millions of acres of crop damage and harm to endangered species and natural areas across the Midwest and South. This is the second time a federal court has banned these weed killers since they were introduced for the 2017 growing season. In 2020, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued its own ban, but months later, the Trump administration reapproved the weed-killing products just 1 week before the presidential election at a press conference in the swing state of Georgia. Iceland's latest volcanic eruption appeared to have ended on Friday, but left a trail of damage to roads and pipelines, cutting hot water to parts of the Reykjanes Peninsula during freezing temperatures. The eruption spewed lava 260 feet into the air from a 2-mile crack in the earth. Drone footage showed no signs of activity at the site, and volcanic tremor is no longer being detected on seismic sensors. Data from more than 20,000 people has revealed an intriguing link between depression and body temperature. Specifically, those with depression recorded slightly higher body temperatures. The research raises the possibility of introducing heat-based treatments to mental health care in the future. The study lasted for 7 months, beginning in early 2020, and included volunteers from 106 countries. Participants tracked their body temperature data using a wearable, commercially available fitness tracker. The main purpose of the study was to assess whether temperature tracking could be a useful means of early detection of COVID-19. Hidden beneath the heavily cratered surface of Mimas one of Saturn's smallest moons, lies a secret, a global ocean of liquid water. This astonishing discovery reveals a young ocean formed just 5 to 15 million years ago, making Mimas a prime target for studying the origins of life in our solar system. Mimas is a small moon, only about 400 kilometers in diameter, and its heavily cratered surface gave no hint of the hidden ocean beneath, says Dr. Nick Cooper. This discovery adds Mimas to an exclusive club of moons with internal oceans, including Enceladus and Europa, but with a unique difference. This ocean is remarkably young, estimated to be only 5 to 15 million years old. Lower voice pitch makes women and men sound more attractive to potential long-term partners, and lower voice pitch in males makes the individual sound more formidable and prestigious among other men. A 6-year-old project to return giant tortoises to the wild in Madagascar could result in thousands of the mega herbivores repopulating the island for the first time in 600 years. The first group of Aldabra giant tortoises were brought in from the Seychelles in 2018 and have been reproducing on their own since. The Aldabra giant is the second largest species of land tortoise in the world. It can live for 100 years. They are particularly social, coming together in large numbers to forage and sleep together. It is likely that many hundreds of thousands of giant tortoises once lived on Madagascar. Scientists have described 3 new frog species that dwell exclusively in the spiky leaves of pandan trees in Madagascar's eastern rainforest. While the frogs are new to science, locals have observed them for generations, and they've been given names in Malagasy. The frogs have a unique life cycle, completely restricted to the trees, meaning they are entirely dependent on intact pandan trees. Pandan trees are themselves a unique ecosystem. The rainwater in their leaf axils provides habitat for frogs, tadpoles, crabs, spiders, day geckos, snakes, katydids, ant colonies, and fungi. Pandan trees are threatened by deforestation driven by mining, agriculture, and development, while slashing, burning, and deforestation threaten Madagascar's extraordinary biodiversity. And now, the sounds of extinction. Armed conflict continues around the world. Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine took place 2 years ago, with no sign of resolution. Israel continues its bombardment of Gaza and is taking aim at Rafah, the southernmost city in occupied Palestine. 1.8 million Palestinian refugees are sheltering in Rafah, and Egypt has threatened to suspend its hard-won peace agreements with Israel if a significant number of refugees are forced into the Sinai. In Sudan, as many as 8 million people have been displaced after 8 months of civil war. 700,000 children are facing life-threatening malnutrition. Venezuela is expanding military bases near its border with Guyana and deploying forces to the jungle frontier as President Nicolas Maduro ramps up his threats to annex the country's oil-rich neighbor. It is nearly impossible to estimate or catalog the impacts of these human conflicts on other life forms.
There is something the information age cannot say. The crisis of the Earth is usually reported to us as numbers. A hurricane is a category number. A dramatic wind speed, a cost in the number of dead, and the number of billions of dollars. But we are on schedule to take much of the animal and plant world with us into premature death. Given the scale of this crisis, why isn't every kind of public voice engaged in telling this story? Where is the art of the comedians and singer-songwriters whose wizardry with words would how did this, the silencing of our planet criers. The inability to shout. Emergency! There is a terrible emergency. Our houses are on fire.
Was the Fiery Eagles of Justice. Jason Candler on saxophone, Brendan Burke on drums. Upcoming, John Sims. An old friend of so many artists, but especially, I remember how he supported the Church to Stop Shopping. In fact, he was on our board of directors. A giant 6'5" or 6" African-American gentleman from the Motor City as well as Sarasota, Florida. He reappropriated an unlikely choice, I Wish I Was in the Land of Dixie, by bringing together 60 or 70 singers and musicians from all backgrounds, demonstrating his healing leadership. John Sims, we're going to gather to honor you on the 18th February, Sunday, 5 p.m. Come to the Earth Church and be with us. Here we go. I Wish It Was in the Land of Dixie, the Afro-Dixie mixtapes.
Old times, they are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland, in Dixieland, where I was born in, early on one frosty morning, look away.
And so, Reverend Billy again, what is the Earth Church now? Well, it's called a warming center on the weekdays. On the weekends, we have our rehearsals and shows and rituals. But the weekdays have become fascinating. West African young men in here who have walked thousands of miles from Sudan, Guinea, Ghana, Venezuela, Haiti, Senegal, and they are exhausted. They line up at the door at 8 a.m. We let them in, and they just, a lot of them just fall down on the carpet and go to sleep because our mayor and the city administration doesn't know how to deal with these guests. The Green Woman of the Harbor is welcoming them, and we are welcoming them. And we're glad they're here. And they are the future. They are our teachers and leaders. Here they are. But they're being weaponized. Donald Trump-type language is greeting them. The mayor is marshaling hate against them. He says they're destroying our city. But we find them bold, curious, wonderful, funny. And they're learning English. They're teaching each other English. Some of them know English better than others. Portuguese, Spanish, dialects of various kinds, tribal dialects, French. And they come in and they're learning enough English to get around town, negotiate the subways and so forth. But kindness, they have so much of that. And it's kindness after kindness after kindness is changing the space around us. Even it's just a 50 by 60 foot room, and we're really crowded. And I'm sure it's illegal. We never asked anybody for a permit. They were freezing out there. Some of them had never encountered a winter of any kind before, and there they were, standing in one of the mayor's ridiculous lines, trying to get a ticket to sleep in a warehouse on a cot 50 miles away somewhere. And they were freezing, and we let them in. Just basic compassion. And we see things from their kindness, just from the exchanges of bread and soap and coats and boots. Our eyes are glancing and we're smiling and we're recognizing our kindness and we acknowledge it together. The exchanges. It's a gift economy. We give to each other and we then are surprised by what form the gift takes when it comes back around. We're building a community. We will know these people, some of them, for a long time. That's not entirely the point, but it's a feeling we have. A circling building, cyclical building. Value, honor, trust, loyalty, directness, honesty, music. A community with all the complexity of an ecosystem. And then on weekends, on Sunday afternoons, we have our ecstatic, drastic act of high-kicking theater. And the theater has changed because of what is happening with the weekdays. And these migrant folks are coming to our Earth service. 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. And I invite you, if you live in New York here, or if you're visiting, because that quiet sharing can build kindness upon kindness, and it becomes music.